Here we go. We're going in 5, 4, 3, 2. Welcome, everybody, to the Hobbs and Friends podcast. We're back right after the pilot potty. We are on our second podcast. Only 78% of podcasts ever made make it past episode 7. We're going for a record 7 episodes.
More than seven.
But we come to you on a very special day, and we know we have thousands of hundreds of listeners. So this one goes out to all the mothers in the world. Happy Mother's Day, specifically to our wonderful mother. She's here with us today as the guest, and she's here to tell some stories. So I've known Mother for 26 days, almost 4 months now, and 26 years and 4 months now, and you know, it's going good.
Or is it?
So yeah, Mother, you know, we're happy to have you on our show. First and foremost, just happy Mother's Day, and then secondly, just thank you for birthing us, because without you, this podcast wouldn't be here and wouldn't be able to change all the lives that it's changing.
That's a tall task. It's a very big order. I'm happy to be here. Happy to represent all the moms out there that need all the attention today.
Yeah. How many people do you think have a podcast, have their mothers on the podcast?
I don't know. Could we say, have the Kelsey brothers done it?
Yeah.
She's definitely been on there.
Yeah.
She's definitely been on there.
All right, so we're not the first, but
up there.
Yeah. Second. All right, so Mother, funny story, Mother has actually prepared notes on her phone, which we are very excited to hear. So I asked Mother to prepare two stories, maybe one about me, one about Ryan, maybe more if she's got them, but we're very eager and a little scared to hear these stories.
Okay. All right. I do have some, and I don't have them on my phone. I'm old school, So I have them on a piece of note paper. So
pen and paper, yeah.
Here it goes. And actually, I just thought of some more stories, too, that we could share.
Of course.
After your last episode, we all heard the story of Aggie, which probably would have been one of the first stories that I would have told. Well, since we're on the topic of Aggie, Brian has had other pets through the years. And if you remember, the first pet that I think he got was the little hamster. Mm-hmm. I forget what the hamster's name was.
I think it was Cody.
I think it was Cody too.
The hamster.
Yes.
But it turns out, as luck would have it, that Cody was a geriatric hamster. But we didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, it's not like they look old.
I agree. But just the devastation that came from all of that.
Ryan, do you remember any of this?
Yeah, dude. I just remember bawling in second grade, and they were like, "Are you okay?
Do you want to go?" The teacher literally pulled me aside and was like, "I have to tell you that she let you stay in the classroom like everybody else went for, you know, break." Or
so I could grieve.
Yes. And she said she could hear you crying from down the hall. And that just broke my heart. And then there was a time in church, too, where I think they were talking about something. And you just started bawling. And I was like, "What's the matter?" And you were like inconsolable. And I didn't know what was happening. And you were going, "I just miss Cody." Mm. And yeah, it broke my heart. That's a sad Mother's Day story.
No, that's just a great testament to Ryan wearing his emotions on his sleeve.
just recount his podcast. Just us recounting every traumatic experience I had.
I have another Ryan story, though, less traumatic.
Okay, yeah, let's bounce back here.
This one kind of shows that I maybe wasn't, you know, that being a mom is kind of a learning experience, and every day, some days you hit it and some days you don't. So, we were at the Philadelphia Zoo. Do you guys remember this trip?
I think so. I think there's a picture hanging up with us sitting on the elephant or something.
At the Philadelphia Zoo, and we were in line to get your faces painted, and we went with the Frankenfields, your friends.
Hey, shout out Eric and Jack.
Eric and Jack Frankenfield. They were your friends from daycare. And so we were in line. I had
to blur their names.
Get them to sign a consent waiver first.
Brandon and Eric knew what they were. They were all like, let's get our faces painted. And so you guys were all in line. And Ryan was unsure. And so we had to wait in line. And it took a little while. And all of a sudden, Ryan was holding my hand. And he was pulling on my sleeve. And he said something to me. I thought he said, I want to be big. And I was like, oh, yeah, honey, don't worry. You'll be big one day. He goes, no, I want to be big. And he's pulling on my sleeve. I want to be big. I want to be big. And now it was our turn to get our faces painted. And they did you and they did Jack and Eric. And the artist goes, I think he's saying he wants to be a pig. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's what he was saying. So the artist painted a little pig face on your little two-year-old face, and it was just the cutest thing ever. And you didn't wash your face for, like, 2 or 3 days afterwards.
2 or 3 years.
Because you wanted to be a pig all that time. But I had felt bad that I didn't know what it was you were saying. And a complete stranger had to step in and tell me. So those are my two stories for Ryan.
Heck yeah. Those are good ones.
We can also come up with, you know, Ryan used to wear a Superman costume everywhere.
That may or may not have been one of the stories I had.
Yeah. When you were like two or three years old, Ryan wore his Superman costume everywhere. And so, like, at the library, and you were actually in the newspaper because they were like, oh, look, Superman's at the library. So those are some of my Ryan stories.
I think I remember Ryan came in a Superman outfit to when you would work at the school handing out lunches.
Yep, he would always be
food. Food and the needy man.
He would always wear a Superman costume when I worked at the school, and Ryan came along with me because he was too young yet. But he would sit with your class and eat with you guys until one day I think you poked somebody in the face with a straw.
No. I don't think so.
I think it was Aiden Clifford. I love
to say the name. Yeah. No. Shout out Big Red Dog, Aiden.
Yeah. And then for Brandon, let's see. Some of the stories for Brandon I can remember. One of the most endearing stories for Brandon was your first day of kindergarten, where you were kind of scared to go to school. And so Ryan and I had walked you over. Well, Ryan was in his stroller. And I walked you over, and you walked up to the front of the line, right in front of the teacher, and you just looked up with her with these big, sad puppy dog eyes. And I had to leave you at your first day of kindergarten, you know, try not to cry and everything. So, that was my first Brandon story. And I was told I can only share happy memories of the Brandon adventures.
Well, I'm a little more, I think, free-spirited, if you will. You can, whatever you want. We're all organic here. We're only a one-take thing, so just be careful. Nothing that's going to get me fired, but.
Well, I can remember the times that you... Oh, I got it. You were about 2 years old, and it was No, I lie. It was probably closer to four. No, two, because you were just starting to speak. And so one of the first things, your first words that you always said was, uh-oh, that was your first word. And then it was Christmas Eve or something like that, and we were going over to my grandparents' house for dinner, for the Christmas Eve dinner, and I told you, why don't you go ahead and pack a video along that you want to take with you? So you had a little DVD that you wanted to carry, and as we were getting in the car, it was raining out. And so you got in the car, and we got you all strapped in, and you go, oh, great, my freaking CD is all wet. I was like, oh my gosh, now is the first realization of Brandon being 2 years old that they suck up everything that you ever say. They are like little sponges. Because your father and I just looked at each other like,
what did he say?
Who taught him to say that?
It was you.
And it was me. One of the other phrases that you always picked up and said as a real little kid were, you would be like, can we go get ice cream? And I would say, well, I don't know about that right now. And so one time I was like, come on, Brandon, let's get your coat on. And you were like, I don't know about that. That was your favorite answer to everything. I don't know about that.
Are you done?
I think so.
So I have a story on this Mother's Day. One of my fondest memories of me, my mother, and a good buddy of mine. You'll find out where this is going after. But we were out at Music Fest, and I think it was Music Fest. And me and my buddy Tom, you know, it's our buddy Hayden ordered the Uber. So we got in. Look, Hayden, double mention.
Oh my gosh, so, I know where this is going.
So we were in the Uber, and then we weren't going to order a separate Uber from Hayden's. We, you know, like, got about halfway to Hayden's, and then the street, like, that was relatively towards our house came up. And me and my buddy Coakley, we live, like, walking to, he's in next door, neighborhood next door to ours. So we were like, let's just get out and walk. And we're like, okay, perfect. So we got out and we were like, we started walking home. And, you know, there was a bathroom. So, and it was open. It's like a little, the Water Street Park. Shout out Hellertown Borough mayor. What's his name?
Dave Heinzelman,
yeah. Great guy. So we went to the bathroom. And while we were in the bathroom, you know, it was summertime. Temperature was feeling good. We were very happy that day for a couple of reasons. One, we had a little liquid that it doesn't taste very good, but it makes you feel happy. So we had some of that, and we were walking. So we hit the bathroom, and as we walked out of the bathroom, me and Coakley are I would call us loud individuals. And I
would call you very loud individuals. Now let's set the stage for this, because this is probably at like 2 or 2:30 in the morning. And if there's one thing I'd always said to you guys, if you need a ride, call me. I will come get you. There was no call that night. So that I am, I'm tracking him on his phone, and I see that, you guys were on your way home from Music Fest.
Yeah.
Right.
So we were at Water Street Park, and, you know, me and Coakley, you know, we were going back and forth, and we were just having a good time. Honestly, we were cracking ourselves up laughing at probably some, I don't remember what, but just stupid stuff. Laughing.
So you went through this phase where you would just scream, and it was like the quarterback thing.
The quarterback cadence, yep.
You'd sit there and go, White 80! Wait, easy, easy, and like,
kill, just,
eagle,
just
eagle,
yeah,
eagle,
just screaming this. Yeah, no, I cracked myself up doing it. I think Coakley and I were both just being loud and hanging out at 3 a.m. in a public park. So we start walking home.
The police tend, the neighbors tend to frown on this type of behavior, but go on.
So we're walking up, and we start to go up the hill on Water Street right there. And a police officer stops us, and so we're on the sidewalk, and he's like, hey, we were getting some noise complaints. Do you guys have any idea what that could be? No, no, officer, no, sir. I don't know. Who in the world would be making noise? We were just walking home completely fine. Have a great night. He was like, oh, where you guys told live?
Him, have a great night. Yeah, dude, scream.
And I'm like, Coakley's like, no, don't tell him, don't tell him. I'm like, we live like over by, I live off Alice Drive, Black River Road. He's like, oh, okay, well, why don't you guys get in and I'll give you a ride? Coakley's like, I'm not getting in the car. He's like, he's gonna put us in the drunk tank. And me, I'm like, no, dude, he's just offering us a nice ride home. Like, we're just, thank you, officer. He's being a nice guy. And I don't exactly remember what had happened that led to... I think my mom texted me and asked, like, are you okay? And I said...
Phone just said he was in the middle of the river.
I think she texted and said...
No,
and
asked if you needed a ride, and you were like, no, we're going to walk home. And I was like, well, we can't have this. Like, where are you? I'll come get you. And so... I don't think I even got dressed. I still had my pajamas on, still was wearing my glasses instead of my contact lenses and everything else. I get in the car and I think that you were on what street you were on. So as I'm driving down this street, I see the police have someone, like their lights are on. I think their lights were on. And I saw them talking to somebody. And I'm like, good grief, it's these two. So I pulled in behind the police officer. And there were two police cars there. And they were like, can we help you? And I'm like, I'm just coming to give these two guys a ride home. Are they in trouble? And he's like, no, they're not in trouble. They're certainly not in trouble at all. We were just going to give them a ride home because, you know, it's not safe for them to, it's not very safe for them to walk home on these dark streets. There aren't always sidewalks. And I go, yeah, not only that, it's the middle of the night. There's all kinds of critters out there. Who knows what kind of animals are going to come across?
Wow, wild, Coquelin Wild, Brandon Holub.
Exactly. Yeah,
with their calls. What did he?
So the police officer was like, okay, yeah, they're not in any trouble. You can take them at any time.
So FYI, sometimes, you know, the police are there to serve and protect, okay? But we're not here to
take the chance.
One of them was a canine cop, though.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, just get in the back right next to the dog.
Yes. So, okay. Great stories. Yeah.
Do you want to share some other drunken stories?
No. I don't know what drunk means. I just... liquid.
Yeah, okay.
Good liquid. Well, bad liquid.
That was a learning curve, that whole era.
Don't know what you're talking about. So today... So, all right. Typical stories. Good. Check. We'll talk about today. Mother's Day. What a beautiful day. I don't know who came up with a Mother's Day, but they deserve an award. It was probably a mother somewhere, you know? Or it's probably the best son in the whole world. You know what? He was like, I'm going to make a day for my mom, you know? So today, to honor Fabulisa Holub, we went to... Where did we go?
We went to McCarthy's Irish Pub in historic downtown Bethlehem.
Mm, Main Street in Bethlehem, and we got some brunch. It was actually not very crowded. I was very, very surprised, because usually it is, but we were there pretty early.
So actually, Mother's Day roots lie in the efforts of Anna Jarvis, who, inspired by her mother's work, spearheaded a movement to honor motherhood.
There you go, and I said son. Daughter.
However,
forgot about the daughter.
This eventually led to the National Proclamation in 1914 by President Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. President Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, which, if you think about it, back in the early 1900s, it was tough to be a woman.
Because some would argue it still is.
I would. Well, we couldn't get into that. That's a whole other podcast.
I'm not touching this.
whole other podcast where we could go, but. Go on.
So did you feel honored this morning at Mother's Day? Oh, well, first of all, we were with your mother, too.
Yeah, we were with Nana. Mm-hmm. Yep, Momsie came along, and mm-hmm. my brother, mm-hmm. sister-in-law. Yep, so it was quite a group of us at breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And you felt honored.
Yeah, I would have felt a little more honored had breakfast arrived in bed, you know, but that's okay.
There's always next year.
That's right.
So, yeah. All right. And other daily news. Ryan has been upgraded to commissioner of our NCAA league, which I did beat Ryan earlier from the last podcast, I believe. I beat him by three scores.
Isn't so.
Oh, it's so.
He also came to Wake Forest and got destroyed.
Yeah.
Hey, enough.
At the conference championship, nonetheless, so we avenged the loss. This guy sucks at the game. He's just really not good.
Yeah, it was a field goal as time expired, 24-21.
Hey, man, you gotta get it.
You cannot say sucks. Cannot say sucks.
So how that's do you feel violence. About being named commissioner, Ryan?
My hand will be swift and just. It is what it is. It's not something I take lightly, but...
Can anyone ever fill your shoes? Like, do you see an end date in line, or are you going to be commissioner forever?
I'll be commissioner forever, I think.
I think Ryan does take it very... Like, Ryan said he was on it every day, and the only reason why we need not... Now, we're not slandering anybody on this potty, but Alston Wolf is expecting a baby within the next any time now, honestly. But him and his fiance, Elizabeth, are expecting a Scarlet Wolf. We're very excited for her presence, and shout out the Wolf
for
clan.
Her arrival, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why Ryan got upgraded to...
No, let's be honest. I'm sure that's not the only reason, Ryan.
Well, I was nominated. It's not like I asked for it. Let's start there. But...
Yeah, and we have the championship coming up this week. Ryan, myself, Alston, Josh Sneed, and Dane Junkermiller are in the running. Alston and Josh play each other, so one of them will be eliminated, and then we should have the four of us in the semis leading up to the CFBP bracket.
The core four, huh?
Yeah, well, the remaining four, yeah. Stephen Rowe is not good enough to make it to the semifinals. Just have to throw that out there.
Don't talk about my Stephen today.
Okay. Like that. Okay. All right, yeah. And then the only other thing I was going to say, the NFL draft is over. And we were talking about Travis Hunter went number 2 overall. Cam Ward to the Titans. Very cool. Travis Hunter went to the Jags. They got him playing 12 and 21. They got him wearing 12 and 21, playing both ways.
Play him both ways. They said something like that. They were like, why do I care about a first rounder next year if I can just spend this one and get a guy that can play two sides? They said something like that. So,
well, they need all the help they can get.
I think they're going to give it a shot. We'll see how it goes.
And then the Giants got Abdul Steele for them. And then everybody thought, oh, what's going to happen to number 4? Shador? No. He fell. Dude, 5th round. A top 3 prospect. Top 5, top 10, whatever you want to say. Fell all the way down to the 5th round.
He must have been such a headache. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I just feel like...
He must have been such a headache.
And that's the thing nowadays, too. It's just like... I feel like a lot of it, people get fed like, oh, good job, good job, good job. And then they don't have any humility, and they're just so cocky. And they, like... My biggest fear, I think, being if I was an NFL GM, would be, oh, he's not going to come in and work hard enough. He already thinks he's the best. He already, like, that's just what he's been told his whole life. His dad just put him up on that pedestal, and that would just be my main concern. He's not going to work hard enough for it, but, I mean, I don't know.
Well, there are videos of him and Cam Ward where, like, Cam Ward's saying everything right. He was like, Shador is like, oh, let's make a rap song together. Cam Ward's like, I play football, bro. it's kind of funny, but no, dude, like, you want the Cam Ward response.
Yeah,
you probably don't want what Shador was saying. It was like, oh, let's make a rap song.
Yeah.
So
Violet also made her debut today on the podcast. Look at that. Big Hall of 3. Can't stop, won't stop. Plus dog. Daily events. I went to a wedding last night. Congratulations, Mr. John Kopchak and Miss,
Mrs. Kopchak.
Mrs. Kopchak, yeah. beautiful wedding. Got to see all my buddies from Catholic middle school. It's great. Got to see the boys. All right. Well, anybody got any other daily updates, life updates, anything there? Dying to get off their chest?
Not really, man.
Who knows where we'll be next Mother's Day?
A lot could change.
I have in a year, honestly.
You just gotta be where your feet are. Take it one step at a time and just, you know, live, you know? YOLO.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe breakfast in bed.
Maybe. Here's hoping.
All right. So, we go through the stories. Talk about daily events. Mother, this is your time. Okay. If there was one thing that you could pass on, instill, make someone learn, a skill, a lesson, a value, a moral, what would you instill in the rest of the world to make the world a better place?
I would say empathy would be one thing that everyone needs more of. Got a new pope.
Oh.
This week, too.
New pope's backtracking. An American pope.
An American
pope. Love it.
Yeah.
Leo.
who spent time in Pennsylvania, so there is that. And, I don't know. I think I would say be proactive. Don't wait for life to happen to you. You go out there and do it.
Bar. You either do it or it gets done to you.
That's right.
Heck yeah. All right, Mother. Is there anything else you would like to say on this beautiful Mother's Day?
I'm just thrilled over the moon that you guys included me on your podcast this week.
Hey, you know, we're honored. We're just thankful for the opportunity to be here with our mother on Mother's Day and to have the podcast. You know? It's a great reason.
On the road to seven.
Yeah, on the road to seven. It's a great reason to get everybody together. And I really look forward to, you know, looking back on these one day and thinking, dang, good stories. Remember that. Yeah. But, Mother, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for making Ryan and myself. And,
well, I didn't do it alone.
Ew.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for, being such good boys and making me proud every day.
All right. And we're off.